This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So she almost severed her middle finger. She's going to be okay. But Ronda Rousey, yes, was filming on the set of the 911 TV show where she got her finger like jammed in a door. I can't believe they showed pictures of this thing. They're out of their damn minds.
Normally, when something like this happens, they'll have on TMZ the giant thing. It says graphic photo. Press if you want to see. They did not have that yesterday with this Ronda Rousey photo.
Disgusting, dude.
Ugh.
They said she got so worked up, she slammed the door too hard, got her finger jammed, and almost lost the finger. It is broken. But she never complained once.
Damn right she didn't. She's tough. Tough as nails, man.
She finished the whole scene with a broken finger. Like,
she gets done the scene, walks up to the director and goes, you're not going to like this. And her finger is just,
Yeah, she waited until they yelled cut, Riggs.
And this one has a little thing over that says warning graphic photo, but you can still see underneath, like the finger's bent. It looks like a corkscrew. It's disgusting.
Well, thank God they put the warning up now, because yesterday that warning was not there. And it was just
Got so many complaints that they had to put up the damn warning.
I would hope
And they went, wow, maybe we should have put up a warning.
There's a whole gallery of gruesome sports injuries. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I'm good there.
Thanks.
But they said the freak accident to Ronda Rousey on the set of 911 happened very beginning of the day. So they're taking their first take, and can you imagine? You haven't even gotten anything done.
The star is like, oh, my finger just got smashed to pieces. Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys.
So they rush Ronda Rousey to the hospital. She's okay. They reattach the finger.
Which is used
the bone and the tendon.
I have a question, Allie. What did you call it
when
you
used the middle finger?
Yeah, when you give someone the bird, what do you call that?
I said what? Flipping them off?
You said flicking off.
Oh. Did I?
I was just interesting because I've heard it said both.
I say both, actually.
I've heard
to
you
me
say
it's
flick
the same.
Off. Yeah, it is the same. Totally the same. I just funny because I don't hear people say flick off as much, but you say it sometimes. Which one do you say? Flick or flip?
I don't know.
I'm a flipper.
Flipper?
You're trying to say I was saying it wrong, right?
No. I'm saying you say it differently. There's no wrong way to say it because I think flicking is more aggressive. Flicking is like...
Like flick.
Flip, yeah. Flicking is like...
Yeah. Is it flick?
Yeah, flick. You
know, or flip.
Flick
it's
is like...
It's like the same action.
Flipping is more like, it's already up. Flipping you off.
I'm flipping Riggs off. I'm flicking Allie off. And now I'm going to flip Allie off and flick Riggs off.
Jesus, put down your finger, man. I'm going to Ronda Rousey your ass. You don't stop.
Oh, no!
The sad part is we actually do it enough to have this conversation.
Yeah, we do.
See?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
1037 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
On.
I don't know what's going on either.
I can't laugh with you yet.
You'll laugh in a minute. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry. Where the hell did the rain come from yesterday? It said all day long. It was like nice all day. And then it starts raining. I'm like, I look like an ass.
Stupid.
I'm not even going to say the weather
stop
anymore.
Stop following whoever you're following.
I'm not even going to talk about the weather anymore. You know what? Look it up yourself.
I was doing that anyway.
See?
Tell the people that told you to tell us the weather. I was doing that anyway.
Seriously,
you
though.
Need the guy on the radio to tell you what the weather's going to be, unless there's horrible weather coming.
Call your phone.
So, you know what my good news is today? I decided that I'm never going to talk about the weather again on the radio, unless something of significance is happening.
Well, dude, if that happens, if something of significance is happening in the weather, you're going to get an alert on your phone that says, guess what's happening.
You know what? Then I shouldn't even need to mention it then.
I'm just saying.
I can
Isn't
save us
good
time.
News going great?
Yeah, I'm saving
good
us
news
time.
Is going wonderful this morning.
I've spent a minute and a half talking
Allie's
about how
the,
I don't want to talk about the weather.
I'm the shining star of the good news. What's wrong with this
Seriously,
picture?
Though, what the hell?
You two going on bitching, and I'm just sitting here sipping my coffee, living my best
Literally.
Life.
Well, what's your good news? And if you're going to one-up everybody, please share with the class.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm one-upping your horrible life. Let me keep going. My good news is Hudson, I think, is good. He doesn't need medicine, Like he doesn't need ibuprofen and stuff anymore.
He broke his arm.
I know. He's a crazy brute. And yesterday I go, aren't you in pain? He's like, no. I'm good. I'm like, your arm doesn't hurt a little after getting reset at the hospital yesterday? Nah, I'm good. Like, you're insane. Do you have any pain? Like,
Was he still high when he said that?
No.
True.
I can't believe it doesn't even hurt these good, broken though. Bones.
He's so a tough
said,
kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right, tough as nails. Well.
And there's been no swelling because you had. There's
well,
no swelling.
I mean,
swelling
it's a little swollen outside. Oh, you can see. But last night I put him in the bath. That was the really, really good news. Actually, I should have said that first. We got him a bath without getting the cast wet. Those arm things from Walgreens were the bomb. And the funny part was, I had another like sleeve cover over it. And the thought that the emergency room had given us, and Hudson looks at me. My five-year-old is smarter than me. He goes,
"Oh God,
Mommy, that was the puke bag." So nobody had puked in it, but I thought it was a sleeve.
Yeah.
And I just
ripped
it on his arm. And my five-year-old said, "That's the puke bag, Mommy."
Oh, Mommy.
I said, "Well, it's a shield for your cast now, brother."
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Keeping it dry, dude.
Yes.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I got some deep sleep last night. I don't know what the hell happened. My head hit the pillow. I was out. And then I got up like 2 minutes before the alarm. And I was like, ooh.
Doesn't that feel good? It's a feeling of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Full night sleep. Didn't wake up 1,100 times.
Good news.
Beautiful thing.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Three tourists were in town from Texas on Monday, you guys.
Oh, those damn Texans.
Well, we don't mind tourists. Come and spend your money in our city.
Tourists are cool. Yeah.
Sure, we'll take your money. But when you rent an electric scooter, don't take it on I-94.
Oh, Jesus. I saw like a clip of this, of these three guys on literally the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, are you out of your damn mind?
Yeah.
You have a death wish.
The westbound lanes at South 20th Street in Milwaukee, they said that they were following their GPS to the Harley-Davidson Museum, which was taking them on the interstate. In what world?
That's a bunch of crap.
In what world would you think it's okay to take an electric scooter that goes 15 miles an hour onto a freeway where cars are going 70.
These people.
Why would you even think that's okay?
Where are these people from?
Texas.
Exactly.
That's why.
Exactly. It doesn't make any damn sense, those Texans.
They just are full of crap if they're trying to say they had to take the freeway with the scooter. It was a total setup thing. I don't care what anybody says. They wanted to do it. They thought it was funny. It's really stupid.
They wanted to see if they could do it.
I
bet we can.
But I do believe they were following their GPS. But they were like, we're just going to go on the highway. And if we get in trouble, we'll just say we were following our GPS because we're from Texas and we're dumb.
Okay. They were
That's
always,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like they're full of crap. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying it for a second, man.
Police were dispatched. They were all issued citations for $204 each. And the police took them to a safe place.
Was the egregious fine for being in direct violation of life's most important rule?
It was actually written at the bottom of the ticket, yes. It's per Milwaukee County rule.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
Go back to Texas, man.
What a bunch of idiots.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so get ready, Gibbons, you perv. Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter were basically seen having sex, basically. This is the way they put it in quotes. Quote, basically having sex, unquote.
I did not expect that. Hold on.
At Soho House in Hollywood on Friday.
In public?
Yes, correctamundo. They were obsessed with each other, someone said. They couldn't keep their hands off each other. At one point, they were kissing. They were making out everywhere. In the bathroom, at the bar, in the middle of the floor. They were basically having sex. There's no question they're together. I don't think anyone questioned if they were together.
No. I think this is now venturing into publicity and rubbing it in Liam's face now. What it seems like.
I don't think so.
Especially since she had that new song that she just dropped called Slide Away, which is all about him and her issues with him. And she's really sticking to that whole story. And I think this is just her furthermore shoving it in his face. Because you know people are going to take pictures. You're Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
People are going to see you. They're going to put that ish on the internet,
Let me
dude.
Just take him back to the beginning of relationships.
Everybody's going to see
it.
Because
I'm in one right now.
Yeah.
And I am having it all the time. So let me tell you something.
I'm
I
want
to rewind to a memory. It was December 31st, 20-something.
Yeah.
And there comes Gibbons, Gru and his girlfriend in the hallway at Olympia during their New Year's Eve party because they just met and were starting to date.
Yep.
And they were doing it here and they were doing it here and they were doing it there. It's called the beginning of a relationship stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they're making out. you're not screwing her in the hall anymore. Let's be real.
100%.
Thank you. And Miley won't be doing it to Caitlyn in the middle of a restaurant in 3 months.
I know,
just
but Gibbons isn't an international pop star.
Not yet, damn
just
it.
Fresh off a high-profile divorce. This is a different situation.
I think it's totally reasonable they could be all over each other that it, soon into a new relationship.
I'm also saying it's reasonable that she knows all the cameras are watching her and that people are going to see that. It's going to get out there. Listen, not stupid.
I appreciate all this speculation, but I have a very, very pressing, very important question
revolving
this story.
Sure.
Are there photos and or video?
Okay, so Gibbons, there's always photo and video. Are you kidding me? I don't have it for you right now. But Gibbons, here you go. There's Miley Cyrus, Caitlyn Carter, Brody Jenner's ex. Mm-hmm. They're making out. They're in the middle of the bar. They're in the bathroom. They go to the bathroom. They're having girl talk in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, girl talk.
Isn't that amazing? You'd actually have somewhere to go. Two girls could go into the girls' bathroom.
Oh, God, that's so hot.
Yeah, they're making out.
Riggs looks bored to death, and I'm over here needing a cigarette because this is...
I know. They just said no. They did not care who was watching. They were making out all over the place.
All right.
Oh, man.
It doesn't turn you on at all?
A little bit, I guess, yeah.
Even I would admit that's like a turn on.
Sure.
I'm chicks. I
don't have a radio boner like Gibbons does.
100%. I'm in a room with two people who I know, love, and trust, and is taking everything in me to keep my hands above the console here. This is crazy. And I'm not even apologetic. This is the hottest thing I've ever heard.
That and I refuse to sexualize lesbians, Gibbons. I'm not going to sexualize them just because they're two women.
Look at him sit back. Hand over your
look
man
him sit
card.
Back.
Come on.
I don't have a man card anymore.
I never had
a man card to begin with. Fine. There's nothing to take. You can't take something I don't have.
Riggs is the character in these funny movies that like the friends want to kill. The dorky friend who's like, take away her card.
Yeah.
Stop sexualizing her.
Yeah.
That lesbian. I respect her.
Hey, I respect that woman.
Okay, now
Gibbons got his hands on their counter. Nobody knows what's going on.
I'm going to go find photos and videos of this encounter, and I'm going to go smoke a cigarette, and I'll see you guys later, okay?
Don't talk to Riggs about it when you're done.
No, talk to me.
Oh, yes. That's even hotter. Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
1037 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Gibbons?
I recently passed a major milestone on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Which is having 5,000 friends.
Oh, God.
Which means...
By the way, we sound like idiots.
I know
we
do.
You sound ridiculous. So I passed a milestone. Ooh. Nobody else can reach that or can relate to that, just for the record.
But so you know, when
so
you get 5,000...
So in your giant ego right now, it's like...
You know, I've got to the 5,000 mark.
In fairness,
as
your friend, we gotta call you out.
100%. But you can only have 5,000 friends on Facebook. Okay.
Right.
We're on the radio, so we get random Facebook friend requests from all over the place from random people.
Yes.
So now, when you get to the point of 5,000, you got to find a way to, like, maybe delete some people to make some extra room.
Yeah, because then people can either...
This is the equivalent of being like, I have so much money. I was trying to figure out how to move some of my money out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly
that. This is my analogy of what gives story. I'm so rich.
I'm so rich with friends. I've got to get rid of some other friends
so
to make
I can
my
let
new
more
friends.
Come in
yes,
because
yes.
they all want to be my friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, Riggs, you have a very special way of making room. How do you do it?
I do. When I want to let somebody in, because I'll meet people that
let
I really want to be
club.
Friends with. Uh-huh. Yes, I'll go to the birthdays page. And I'll scroll through the birthdays and I'll find like a random account that I followed once or somebody that sent me a friend request. I don't know who they are. I deleted two people from Africa today that I had accepted a long time ago. I don't know these people. They're spam accounts, but I found them and I deleted
them.
They're
just spam, period. Right. You don't even know they're from Africa.
But there's in 5,000 people, it's hard to find the spam ones. So
true.
I look on the birthdays. And then, happy birthday, I don't know you, bye.
Usually if we don't have mutual friends, I know it's a fake account because how would they have found me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I get a like page, because that's what Facebook is forcing you to do. They're saying, if you have 5,000 friends, you should have a public like page because then you have no business having a friend page. That's not, you know.
Well, Allie, I also have a like page, Radio Gibbons on Facebook.
Go like Radio Gibbons. And that's where I interact with everyone. I don't even screw with my friend page. So what are you going to do?
I got triggered yesterday. I know exactly what I'm doing.
What is it?
Another one of those fake chain letters on Facebook went out.
Ooh.
Starting tomorrow, Facebook is taking away all of your privacy and is going to sell your data.
Stop it. You can't still be friends with people that believe those things.
People that are in our age range. People
that's what I mean. How dumb do you have to be?
Exactly. I'm like, if you're going to be that dumb to share that,
unfriended. You still think that's real, you're dumb.
Another way I'll unfriend somebody is if you invite me to play a game.
Oh,
I will unfriend
goodbye.
You immediately. I go, oh, so-and-so invited you to play Brick Wars.
Let me send him a Tetris.
I'm thinking of a Candy Crush.
You're buying
I was thinking of a game.
He's been looking for excuses to leave.
Yeah, you're buying a one-way ticket to Unfriendville. Let's go.
You're making his dreams come true. He can finally unfriend you. He's been waiting.
Why isn't Rick's friends with Allie on Facebook? She sent him a Candy Crush friend request.
Funny thing is, I would be like, hell if I know.
I don't know what happened. I am now 11 friends less than I was yesterday.
There you go.
This damn Facebook thing, they're going to take your privacy away. No, they're not. If you post this status, they're not going to take your privacy.
Anyone that posted that, you deleted.
Yep, because they're going to keep your privacy. Only if you post this. Only if you reshare this status. No. You're an idiot, and now you don't have a friend.
Okay, speaking of being an idiot, in fairness, Riggs, he could have told that whole story about the chain letter without adding his 5,000 friend part, right?
Yeah.
I could have, but it was just my way of making room in the club.
Hashtag humble brag.
Hey, man. Listen, it's tough being the popular kid in the room, okay? And I am just, this time, I'm the popular kid in the room.
I know you are.
You're just jealous because you don't have 5,000 friends,
Allie. All hail King Gibbons, yes.
You're right.
The master.
I have 900 friend requests sitting there. Right.
Shut up!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. There's a skunk on TV with a cup stuck on its head and he's running around and a cop is chasing it. And
it's like a video they're showing on the news right now.
I don't know
why. What in the literal hell?
It's hilarious.
What the
hell? I'm not going to lie. I hope that cop gets it. The cup, not the spraying.
Yes.
A Economwalk's been on the news quite a bit lately, you guys.
Well, yeah.
Haven't they?
What's happening, you know?
The Wizard of Oz stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sunflower Fields. That's a huge deal by Stonebank Elementary, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, did you know that Economwalk is famous for their log rolling?
Oh, they're making stuff up now.
What in the blue hell?
Now they're just making stuff up, Economwalk.
No, they're not. They're not. Because they were at the
like every week they're making something up. Are you with me or are you with
How
me?
How do we get Economwalk in the news this week?
Economwalk was in the Lumberjack
Nobody can even say it. People in South Dakota are trying to read this story now. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Economwalk was in the Lumberjack World Championships, which takes place in Hayward, Wisconsin. Google where that is, please.
No, I already knew that because of The Real World and Sean Duffy.
Oh.
That was part of that.
Then are you familiar with the sport of log rolling, Allie?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Where they, like, run on the log?
Yes.
Holy crap, she actually knew.
Hello, yes, first of all, I've lived here for 15 years,
yeah,
okay?
True.
And second of all, that's all he did was that guy, Sean Duffy, when he was on The Real World. He's now one of our representatives in Congress, but
you are giving me, that gave me goosebumps.
That was
now
how he got on The Real World. He was this, like, lumberjack from Wisconsin.
Oh, I went to his office, talked to his people in D.C.
And Riggs didn't even know he was on The Real World.
I didn't.
He's from the Real World.
He was the only rep that outside of his office door had his snap code.
Because he's from the real world.
Yes.
And he's actually in the freaking times with everyone because of technology and MTV.
He's
and
with it.
That gave me all the feels, dude, because I forgot he was a lumberjack guy. And as soon as you said it, I remembered.
Yeah. When I got back from D.C., Allie was like, you were at Duffy's office?
Oh, my God.
The real world guy?
And I go, and he's married to Rachel from the real world San Francisco.
Oh,
and they have like 900 kids.
Well, he didn't have time to meet with me, but his people did.
Of course
they did. They were very nice.
He's got stuff going on.
But he had time to Snapchat, didn't he?
You did.
He did. Well, these like teenagers. This 11-year-old kid won a gold medal in log rolling. Because kids are, I guess that's what you do in Economwalk.
Oh,
you throw a log in the lake and you run on the log.
Dude, I swear to God, if you guys don't try this, I'm going to get a log and you two are trying it.
I want to try
it.
I totally want to try it.
Because I'll just fall and break my nose.
I will be terrible at it. I am horribly unbalanced.
I have my equilibrium. I've had brain surgery 4 times.
Gibbons has a shunt in his head. There's no way.
My head and my equilibrium are terrible. Terrible.
For you are hydrocephalus,
yes,
right?
Yes, from hydrocephalus. But
I don't have a shunt in my head. My balance is terrible.
Right.
That's because you drink all the time. Give us a log, find us a lake, and Riggs and I will roll that
bad boy all day
long.
You can film it.
Lumberjacks!
Just call Economwalk. Apparently it's a big thing there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, this actually made me laugh a lot when I was reading about this story, and it's going to make you laugh too because this is classic negotiation.
Okay.
So, Spider-Man, you better watch out. He may be going away, brother.
Whoa.
So listen, the partnership between Disney and Disney Marvel is the same thing. Okay?
Yes, Disney owns Marvel.
Disney
yes.
and Marvel together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a partnership between Disney Marvel and then Sony Pictures.
Okay.
About the current Spider-Man films, okay? Well, that's coming to an end because they cannot agree on money and how much money each side's going to get.
Oh, man.
Here's where it gets really funny. Disney, aka Marvel, had asked Sony that the movies be just a 50-50 co-financing arrangement. Like, you get 50, we'll get 50.
And then share the profits?
Yeah. And Sony turned it down because Sony owns everything. And Disney Marvel's trying to get in there more. So what was the counteroffer Sony gave back to Disney about and Marvel about Spider-Man? It was the exact same deal they had in place, where Marvel only gets about 5% of the first dollar gross. So that's what, 5 cents to the dollar?
Jesus.
They only, can that be right? Is that right? 5 cents to the dollar? Am I reading that right?
If it's millions and maybe even billions of dollars.
Well, the last
billions.
One just made a billion. It was
then 5 cents and a dollar is quite a bit.
Yeah, but there's another 95% that's going to the other company.
It's the second film Sony's ever had to reach a billion was Far From Home, the latest Spider-Man one.
Okay.
So that's a big deal for Sony. They're like, wait, we had just had a second movie hit a billion. We're not giving that billion away now that we just hit a billion.
Meanwhile, every Marvel movie that's come out for the last 3 or 4 years has hit $1 billion. So
now they're going to go ahead without Marvel. Sony's going to have to start doing it without Marvel and Disney because they can't agree. But I just thought it was funny that they were sitting down talking. And you got a guy from Marvel, Disney.
Yeah.
You got a guy from Sony. They're like, hey, man, Sony, come on, share the love. We're going to take 50% of the Spider-Man cuts. Sony looks back. No, and you know what? Here's our counteroffer. The same offer you already have in place.
Yeah.
They didn't even offer them 1 cent more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They know they have the power, though.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes. And there's already two more Spider-Man films in development.
Oh, my God. I've always had problems with Spider-Man. You know why?
Why?
They did 3 Spider-Man movies, remember, with Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right? Then they remade those movies.
Yep.
Same plots and everything with Andrew Garfield. I was like, why? Within 10 years of each other, they're just remaking it because
dudes in their basements go watch it 9 times and they make $1 billion, dude.
And then they were like, we don't need Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield. We've got this new British guy, Tom Holland, who's going to be Spider-Man
now.
We can pay him
a fraction of the money.
We've been through 3 different Spider-Mans in 10 years.
No, hold on.
Stop spending money on Spider-Mans because clearly we don't care who it is.
We don't.
Look, I mean, how many can you go through before you realize it doesn't matter?
He's wearing a mask.
It's going to make money and he's wearing a mask.
We don't really care.
I'm just saying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Do you guys ever feel like the freaking construction is following you everywhere you go? The roads that you use most seem to be the most worked upon roads.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's been, I don't know, for me lately. Down here around the Hales Corners, Franklin, Greendale area. See, I live in Franklin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks because to get to the interstate, you got to make a 10-minute drive to get to any interstate from Franklin.
Yeah, but it made sense when you and your wife made your house or bought your house out in the burbs. You didn't have any kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You had no real responsibilities. You could live your life.
Sure.
So they bought a house in Franklin.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me feel good about my bad decision.
I'm just saying, you're bitching about the construction. You picked it, dude.
I know. But when I need roads to get to the interstate, like, let's say Highway 100, for example, which, by the way, has an identity crisis, that entire road. Do you realize that road changes names 7
Ryan
times?
Ryan Road, yep. Highway 100. Yep. What else has it become?
Lovers Lane. West St. Martin's Road.
Come on, guys.
It's also 108th Street.
Yep.
And it's also It's also Mayfair Road up north.
Oh, my gosh. When I try to give people directions, like my parents, I'll be like, Dad, turn on to Mayfair Road. No, wait. Turn off of Highway 100 to wait. And I'm like, I don't know what it's going to be labeled as.
Right.
I just know the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So true, dude.
I wrote down the whole flow of Highway 100.
Oh, God.
It goes from... It's a Lover's Lane way up north, then it goes to Mayfair, then it's 108th Street, then it's Highway 100, then it's Lover's Lane, then it's West St. Francis Road for a bit, and then it's Ryan Road again. Make up your mind, Highway 100.
Make up your damn mind.
But anyways, so that's been torn up. Highway 100 on the south side by the Rock Freeway, right?
Mm-hmm.
By 43, I guess you could call it the Hale Interchange.
Mm-hmm.
So like Highway 100 is what it's called there.
Yeah.
And maybe Layton. So they have Highway 100 completely ripped up all the way down through Hale's Corners.
Basically by the radio station.
Which is awful, right?
Terrible.
So the middle's all torn up, so I was like, all right, so I can take Loomis Road up to the interstate, right? Well, now Loomis Road is also under construction. Ugh. So they've got that all jacked up. All right, I'll just take 76th Street from Franklin north up by Southridge. Well, now they're working on that road, too.
Every it becomes single, like a maze, and you can't get through without going through it.
I've learned so many back roads.
How far will you go out of your way to avoid the construction? Because I'll go a good 2 miles.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Time. 2 miles is a lot on back roads.
Yes, I'll spend an extra 2 miles, which could be an extra 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
But to not sit in traffic.
As long as you're moving.
I cannot take, though, the construction when it's like you sit at a light for 20 minutes in the construction. That's when I really get angry.
Yeah. On a road where you should be traveling 35, 40 miles an hour.
I see Cindy out there with her slow and stop sign because, you know, the chick, of course, has to hold the sign, right? On the construction site.
Duh.
And I see Cindy standing out there, and I've got the stop sign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm Cindy like, get out of the way, Cindy!
You know, Cindy is Greg's wife, and he's probably the foreman of the job. Like,
go out there and hold the sign.
Yeah.
Go out there and hold the sign.
Get those union dues. Oh, you know what I hate, though?
What?
With the construction?
What?
I've lived here almost 3 years. Go ahead.
You can vent for the construction. 71037. Where is it worst? Where
if
is
you
the
want
worst right now? The worst construction headache right now for you.
I think it's gonna be 94 for the win because they have so many accidents towards Chicago.
That's the worst too, yeah.
I have to GPS my way to work every single day because every day there's 5 different routes to get from my house to work.
Yeah.
And every day there's construction that closes off lanes onto this freeway, closes off this off-ramp.
It happened last night. I was trying to come home on 43 and I was like, I'll just get off on Loomis. Wait, they closed the ramp to get off on Loomis. Not gonna go up to 60th, which... First world problems, I guess. But still, it's a pain in the ass.
Right?
Yeah, there's a guy taking the bus right now. He's like, screw you and your car. You're driving 3 miles out of your way. Right?
Poor guy. Poor guy.
Another
poor
guy with no gas money going, screw you driving 3 miles out of your way.
Right?
Just saying.
Point is, the construction pretty much follows us everywhere.
Mm.
It's
point
everywhere.
Is,
it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah.
It's never going to end. Never.
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 Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
3.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
I'm starting, man.
You want to start it?
Gibbons and I just got into an argument about making relationships Facebook official. He goes, what did you say? When are you going to make it what?
When are you going to make it IAR official on Facebook
and
in a relationship?
I said, what the hell is IAR?
Yeah. In a relationship, bro.
In a relationship.
And I looked at Gibbons. I said, is that still a thing?
Allie,
do people care about this crap?
Do you want to know the God's honest truth?
Yes.
I've been asked by 5 different listeners when you're going to do it, which is why I'm asking you now.
Put in a relationship?
Yep.
Never. Never.
There you go.
Never.
Here's your answer.
Ask me if I'm in a relationship.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes. Ask me when I'm going to put it on Facebook.
When are you going to put it on Facebook?
Never.
So then you're not, because there's thousands of people that look on your Facebook and go, oh, Allie's single. Let me holla.
I feel like I am 40. Even saying boyfriend sounds ridiculous at 40. I don't know. This Facebook official crap is so... I can't even.
It's how... It's in 2019. It's how you let the world know you're off the market.
Yeah. How are all the other boys going to know to stop knocking at the door, bro?
Straight
because
up,
I
dude.
Because I say stop knocking at the door. How about that?
Where have you... But you haven't actually gone up to that. You haven't gone up to stop knocking at
the door. I shouldn't have to put up an interrelation... No.
No. When you don't want mosquitoes to come in a house, you don't just shout at them.
True.
You put up a barrier to keep them away.
Boom.
And that's your barrier, keeping everyone away. Leave me alone. I'm in
a
relationship.
The barrier is I'm in a relationship. What do you?
Then put it on your Facebook.
Put it on
It'll
there.
Take you 3 seconds.
What are you afraid of?
You don't have to tag. You don't have to tag him if that's what you're afraid of.
I'm
you
not.
Can just put in a relationship.
I wouldn't tag him.
Then
and
just do it.
But
it takes
I also
you 2 seconds.
Wouldn't put in a relationship because I think I didn't know people still cared about that stupid
people
status
still
thing
care
on
about
Facebook.
It, dude.
People do.
People still care. Yeah.
People do.
Get a life, loser.
No.
Hold on.
No.
We do have a life, and we're living it vicariously through you. If you're single and ready to mingle, then that's one thing. But when we know you're in a relationship, you need to make it Facebook official or it's not real.
I told 500,000 people on the air, okay? Is that
doesn't
enough
count.
For you losers?
There's 7 billion people on Facebook, though.
Yeah. Make it Facebook official, bro.
No. You have to do it.
Quit bucking the system.
Nope. I'm not 12.
Oh,
I'm not
that?
17. You're, I'm not 25. I'm not doing the Facebook
hey,
thing.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes,
Riggs.
Gibbons. Yes.
Now.
I'm like a dog. I can smell fear. I'm smelling the fear of commitment over here. I'm smelling the fear of commitment.
It smells like fear and brisket.
It really does.
Half of that is true.
Here's the thing. You think you're going to scare me into putting it... No, let me finish.
Okay.
Da-ba-da.
Okay.
You think you're going to scare me into putting in my relationship status on Facebook by saying, she's afraid of commitment? Dude, I ain't scared. Screw you. Look, screw him. Screw everyone.
I'm not trying to.
I said I was in a relationship. I'm not putting it on Facebook because it's stupid.
I'm not trying to scare you. We're just trying to bully you.
Yeah. We're keeping it real. Riggs is trying
Settle
to bully
down.
You. I'm keeping it real
I'm
with
not
you, girl.
Bullying anybody.
You just said that.
I know, but I was being facetious.
He's blaming you.
I was being facetious.
Me.
Stop bullying her, Riggs. Now,
right?
If you love the man, do you love the man?
What the hell's wrong
Ooh.
With you?
You went there.
Yo.
Now you're the ass.
God's honest truth. I did not mean to get it on with him. I did not mean to say that, and I'm now sweating. I did not mean to say that. I swear to God, that was my bad.
Take a step back, my friend.
I kid you not. My palms are sweaty instantly. I didn't mean to say that.
Yes, you did. You totally meant it.
Freud would call that a slip, honestly. I did not mean to say that, man.
He meant it. Why are you afraid? Own up to it. You meant it.
You love him and you know it.
There it is. Yeah.
He's a problem
yeah.
with you.
Yeah. Own it. Own it.
Freaking piece of brisket at you so
ugly. Go ahead. I'll catch it in my mouth. You know I will.
Sorry. I mean, literally.
Let's be honest. You're not going to waste brisket. Don't do that.
Actually, I would. Watch.
Okay. Toss it.
Allie's throwing the brisket.
Oh, my God. Crap. Oh, my God. You guys are like Jordan and Pippen. That was amazing.
Allie threw a piece of brisket over the console,
yes,
which was at least eight or nine feet. Go join the NBA right now. Giannis, hang up your jersey.
Giannis,
hang up your jersey. Brogdon, hang up your jersey.
Listen,
we don't need the Lopez brothers or anything. You guys go sign up for the Bucks right now. Go.
If the State Fair decides to have a contest where you throw brisket in your partner's mouth,
you guys would win.
Gibbons and I are a team.
Yes.
Now, okay.
Because we rocked that. I threw it perfectly at your mouth and you totally
caught
it.
I have goosebumps. Allie was leaning back in her chair in a shut the F up, Gibbons, what the hell are you doing thing. And she throws it. And it was at such an angle that I'm just sitting here going, with my mouth open, going, oh my God, this is going to land in my, oh my God.
It's going to land in my mouth.
Right in my mouth.
Watched it happen. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Holy
crap. And we don't have it even on video.
And this is on the radio too. You're listening going, I can't see this.
And it's during Hell to the Gnaw, which is supposed to be a terrible thing. That was awesome.
I know. That was awesome. And I just want to say that. Gibbons taught me. Well, actually, Gibbons didn't teach me. Gibbons sent me the viral video of Chris Rock or whoever telling me the three things guys need to shut them up.
Yes.
Food, sex, silence.
That's
and
true.
Guess what?
I threw food at him and he shut up, didn't he?
I forgot what we were even arguing about because I'm so amazed.
You got two of the three, and that's all we need. So stop it right there. And there's your Hell to the Note ended.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. We're Riggs and Allie.
I'm not associating myself with you anymore. This is Riggs, period. Riggs, period.
Yes. Yes.
Allie, period. We are not a team anymore because what I found out about you is not normal, dude. Riggs, you are... I've never met anyone who likes this in my life.
What?
It's not even like we kind of don't like it. It's like you hate it. We hate this.
Hate what?
Makes us angry. Listen to this, Gibbons. I'm sitting in our boss's office.
Yeah?
You were gone. I don't know where you were. Maybe you were in the bathroom. And Riggs and my boss, they're trying to get on some website.
That's our HR website.
Fine. Our HR website.
To access like my pay stubs and everything.
Doesn't
like
matter,
that.
Dude.
Vacation
trying to get
stuff,
to a
yeah.
website that you need to get in order to get onto this website, you need a two-factor authentication.
Which is the worst freaking thing.
Annoying. And you have the ability to set it up. So if you don't want the two-factor authentication, which who the hell does?
Nobody.
Me, I don't. Go look at my HR file all you want. I don't want it.
Seriously.
Go look at my vacation days. I don't want to deal with that. Our boss had it set up. And so he's sitting there logging into his computer going, oh, the two-factor authentication. I love the two-factor.
And
it was like you could have dropped a glass. I went, and I went, what? And then Riggs says... As if I wasn't disgusted enough by what just came out of my boss's mouth, rigs and says, I love the two-factor authentication too.
I am ashamed to be the producer of this show with this communist.
I'm ashamed to be on this show.
What the hell?
And I looked at Riggs, I go, are you out of your damn mind? 414-799-1037.
Or you can text to 71037.
Thank you. But Riggs will need a two-factor authentication if you text us. So be careful sending the text, people.
He wants to make sure you're not a robot texting
hey,
us here.
Look.
Have you ever in your life been happy that you had two-factor authentication on something? Or have you been so angry that
Allie,
it took another step?
It makes me insane. No, blind with anger.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know what?
Who are these people?
Here are 12 photos. Pick the one with the crosswalk. There's a tree blocking the road.
I
can't tell. What the hell?
It's true. I didn't know there was a road.
God.
The tree was blocking the road.
That's different, by the way. That's different.
It's just another form of verification that's annoying, dude.
Click this box to say you're not a robot. I'm not a robot, okay?
Wait, you think I'm not a robot. You think that's different, adding that step?
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about, here's what I like.
You are a psychopath.
Listen,
a psychopath is an
understatement. Jesus Christ, can I talk for a second? Since you guys are tag teaming on me right now.
You can talk after you get your two-factor authentication. I need the code.
You know? You might be a robot.
You might be a robot. We can't listen. Give me the code. Did you get the code yet?
Can I even have a chance to talk here? You just want to take a crap on me. Is that what it is?
Did you get the code yet?
No. No. Can I talk?
Please.
Am I allowed?
By all means.
Am I allowed to talk now and say why I like it? Because
if you got the code, you are.
No. I like it because if someone gets my password and tries to log into my crap and they have to get the text message to log into it, they're not going to have my phone. But if they have my password, they can't get into my stuff because they don't have my cell phone too. It's a two-step thing.
Okay,
it's,
Riggs.
It's a nice redundancy for my privacy and I like it. I like it.
Make sure you got the... Hold on. Riggs. Did you get the code? Now I think you can... What you just said is erroneous. You have to get the code
first. Did you get the code on your text? Gibbons just sent it.
No. I didn't send it. The people who... The higher-ups want to make sure you're not a robot. Yeah, the higher-ups want to make sure you're not a robot.
Somebody said the crosswalk ones are horrible. Somebody else said, I like the two-factor authenticator.
I think it's
You're a weirdo.
The text is 71037.
You're a weirdo.
Hey, listen. You're allowed to agree with me on this because I like to protect my stuff. I don't want other people getting into my business. I don't want other people going into my pay stubs and effing with my vacation.
Did you get the code?
I don't want somebody else. No, I didn't get the code.
Why did you not?
Because
you
never get the code. You never get the code when you ask for it. Because I thought you guys hate two-step authentication. Don't you?
I just want to make sure that...
Hello?
What is going on?
Hello? We got a call.
Hi, this is Cynthia Greenfield.
Hi, Cynthia Greenfield.
Riggs is a psychopath.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Cynthia. You sound like a Karen, Cynthia. Why don't you go complain to the manager, Cynthia, with your three kids, Cynthia?
Psychopath, this guy.
Riggs, did you get the code that was sent to you to make sure you're not a robot?
Yes.
What does the code say?
It says, Gibbons and Allie are the rudest people in the world. Is that the code?
Cindy or whatever her name just called was a genius.
Cindy was a perfect genius,
yes. Oh my God,
yes.
The texts are blowing up. People are like, I only hate it because it makes hacking my ex-boyfriend's stuff harder.
See?
Now that is awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh, I like it because some of my accounts have been hacked and taking over. So now they can only use it on devices that it recognizes. Join the psychopath club. Hack me all you want.
You call it psychopath. I call it being safe with my information. I don't care.
Somebody said clearly Gibbons and Allie like identity theft. Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on.
They do, yeah.
Clearly Riggs and our boss like two-factor authentication, which makes
them
insane.
I don't mind the text message codes, but click on the street sign pics take forever. I agree with that, yeah. I don't mind the text message two-step authentication.
Okay.
I like it. It's an extra layer of security that I like.
Allie. Who says these
things?
I do, and I said it in English. Do you want me to say it again for the people in the back?
No, because you're just as crazy, dude.
I'm not crazy. Stop calling me crazy.
Riggs refuses to read the code, the two-step authentication code that was texted to both.
I'll read it.
To all of us. It's in our group chat. I don't know how the Illuminati got it right here. Please, Allie.
It doesn't count because you're hacking my answer right now.
It says.
You're being a hacker right now.
Nope.
Can you just be quiet? Let me read the code.
No. How does it feel?
Jerk.
So, Allie, by all means, go ahead and read the message.
The message says, two-step authentication sucks so damn much, and only a dum-dum likes it. That's the code.
Well, I'm a dum-dum who has safe information. I'm not going to get hacked. Well, you two losers are getting hacked.
You do? You never had been hacked or had identity theft? Never?
No, I have not.
And now all the hackers listening have a new goal.
Yes.
I'm just
to
saying.
Hack Rick. Well, they're not going to be able to because by two-step authentication, I'll get the text message and I'll go, who's this punk trying to get in on my business?
God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
How have you been living your best life, huh? It's calling bingo balls last night. Hamburger Mary's.
Nice.
It's fun. Living my best life. Calling out some bingo shots. I always get the call. I've called bingo twice at Hamburger Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they leave me with the longest game where you have to like fill the board. So I'm sitting there calling like every freaking number in there. But hey, living your best life, right?
Hell yeah.
When you're hanging out with Dear Ruthie at Hamburger Mary's, it's a good time.
Absolutely.
How have you been living your best life? 414-799-1037. You can also text us, 71037. Are you living your life with some two-step authentication, brothers?
I am not.
Yes, right.
Living my best life with my
That would actually be protection.
Held to the gnaw for me.
Sorry.
The two-step authentication.
Right. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. How are you living your best life, though?
I got a date tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got a hot date tonight, y'all.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every day's a hot date, though. Let's be real.
And even when there's not a planned hot date, there's always maybe an hour where you can sneak away for a little hot
date.
We
never get
to
go out. So we get to go out tonight.
Oh, nice.
You guys going around his way or around your way?
Geographically. My way.
Sheer curiosity.
My way.
Oh.
Like your way generally or your way like New Berlin?
Generally.
We're kind of, you wouldn't say, never mind. I was going to say we're past the point where you would hide from me when you're going on dates, but you don't want to say it on the air. I can respect that.
Point is, I got a date.
Uh-huh.
Pottery Guide, I never get to go out because we have kids, so it's always like sneaking around.
You should go to Dave and Buster's. Go to Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Live your best life there, man.
I heard your date's in Pound Town, though.
Oh, population U.
Hey, I heard the same thing.
Hey, man.
And I said, hello, Pound Town.
Hell yeah, man. Living your best life.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not enjoying Pound Town in the beginning of a relationship, we got problems, people.
That's right.
You're damn right.
Just saying.
You should be a full-time resident of Pound Town.
I am.
Your first couple
card-carrying member.
Pound Town called and said, stop coming here, Allie.
You know what I mean?
Pun intended.
You don't need to gerrymander these polling areas.
Brother.
The mayor of Pound Town is me.
Oh,
brother.
Yeah.
Brother. How are you living your best life? 799-1037 or we'll read your texts at 71037. Are you living your best life, Gibbons?
Bro.
Every day.
Tacos. Tuesday.
Oh.
Monday. Do you have again?
And today is going to be 3 for 3.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to taco binge, y'all.
It's a taco hat trick right now. It's called living your best life,
you're
bro.
Damn right.
It's 103.7 KISS FM with Khalid.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Dancing with Stars usually announces their lame cast, but this year actually a couple of them took me by surprise, and I would think it's a fairly decent cast for once, for my taste. Now, your taste may not agree, but I don't give a damn.
A truer statement could not have been said.
It's true. I don't care. I can't believe Lamar Odom, dude. Lamar Odom signed up for... I can't believe anyone would sign Lamar Odom to Dancing with the Stars.
Because people will talk about it.
He's going to be... yeah, but like, is he going to show up?
That's
is he going to be
people
wasted?
People will watch to see.
Is he capable of going to a job every day? Like, we don't know.
Yeah. I'm thinking this could be a blessing for him, though, because they practice for like 8-9 hours a day, and it's a full-time job.
The Kardashians was a blessing for him, but he screwed that one up. Okay?
You're right. Damn it.
Come on,
Lamar.
And the only reason he's on Dancing with the Stars is because of
the Kardashians.
So that was the real blessing, and he messed that one up.
Like the 28th season or something of the show.
Who cares?
Does it matter? Season,
yeah, I mean, but they have Allie Brooke, who's one of the members of Fifth Harmony, because they split up.
Uh-huh.
So that makes me happy. We got a Fifth Harmony member.
Yeah.
We got Christy Brinkley, who only old people know. Let's be real.
Wow.
She's 65 now.
Looks like she's 35 because she's had so much work done.
She was one of the biggest Sports Illustrated swimsuit models of like all time. And hello.
Her daughter looks older than her.
Well, that's called good doctors.
I know. It's great doctors.
You know East Coast for me. Billy Joel wrote Uptown Girl about Christy Brinkley.
Oh, that's
I know that's
right.
Two old
yeah,
people
that
that people
wrote
may
that
not
song
know
about her.
I had to get that out. I'm like,
oh, that's funny.
The audience might not fully know, but I had to say that the Jersey and me.
Dancing
She's
with
just
the Stars.
An Uptown Girl. Hannah Brown, Bachelorette. Come on, that's a big one. Yeah. People were psycho into The Bachelorette. True. So, Hannah from The Bachelorette. Here's another big one. James Vanderbeek.
Dawson, dude.
Yes. I'm telling you, I don't think the season's so bad as I'm going through the cast.
You've named four or five, and there hasn't been a big, oh, God, who, what?
Hasn't been anyone you don't know.
No.
Yeah. Karamo Brown, who was on The Real World Philadelphia, now he's on Queer Eye on Netflix. He's the culture expert.
Okay.
Watch The Real World Philly. I thought you'd like that, given.
Way
since
back
you're
in the day.
From Philly, 2004. Uh-huh. Kate Flannery from The Office. She plays Meredith on The Office. This is not a bad cast,
not at
you guys.
All, dude.
Get this. Kel Mitchell from All That.
Bro.
And Keenan and Kel. I'm telling you, this cast is, they've stepped it up a notch finally. I really feel that way this year. Now, I'm not saying it's A-listers. I'm not even saying it's B-listers, but I'm saying there's some definite Bs on here, and I know who almost every single person on the cast is, if not all of them.
And
Lamar Odom, Lauren Elena, who I know from American Idol. She was a country singer.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Mary Wilson, who's a founding member of the Supremes.
Whoa.
She's 75. And then finally, Ray Lewis, former NFL linebacker who retired after 2012.
Right.
Man.
He stabbed a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Oh, allegedly.
Oh,
I was gonna say, why you're missing one of them.
Well, because you're trying to, you just want to tell me?
No, I was waiting for you to say it. I'm trying to go along with you.
What in the blue hell's going on?
Sean Spicer, dude.
Holy crap.
Right? Freaking Donald Trump's like first press secretary.
Didn't they try to get him on when he first left that position when Trump first fired him?
Oh my God.
They tried to get him or somebody from the White House on. Maybe it was Scaramucci or one of those guys, but they're trying to get him on Dancing with the Stars.
Anthony, I thought he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Scaramucci. I think was, yeah.
Probably.
Scaramucci doesn't sound right. Is that right?
I'm just saying.
We don't need, the guy's so irrelevant, we can't remember his
Anthony
damn name.
Anthony Scaramucci, yes. Is
you gotta
name.
Have on the initial, the first episode when Sean Spicer's on, just for S and giggles, you gotta have Melissa McCarthy come out as Sean Spicer to do the first dance.
I actually want Sean Spicer and what's her face? Who's the other chick? The Huckabee Sanders.
I want them to
dance together.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Show number 727 is in the books. You can catch up with it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something interesting about Allie.
Oh?
That Allie refuses to change her Facebook status to in a relationship.
That's right.
Because she thinks it's dumb.
I do think it's dumb. I think I'm 40, not 20, and I think that it has no relevance on the world if I write in a relationship or not. I don't have anything up there. I don't even have single. I don't have anything. I don't have divorced.
You don't? Okay.
There's nothing up there. That's my point. Why would I go add in a like, there's nothing.
Because there should be something there. No. Everybody else does.
No, it's stupid.
I'm just saying.
That's what I learned about her. She's not doing it. Not budging.
I love it how it's not good enough. I scream it on the radio for you. Now no. I gotta put it on Facebook.
Nope.
Yep.
Get the hell out of here. I'm not
Facebook
15.
Official, bruh. Gotta be Facebook official, bruh.
Speaking of the drama involving Allie and making it Facebook official,
yeah.
I learned something on the show today kind of revolving around that, and that is that miracles do exist, but they happen when there's no cameras rolling, when there's no video or photographic proof.
Only one witness that no one would believe.
Because we're giving Allie all kinds of crap about not making it Facebook official.
Yeah.
And Allie goes back to what Chris Rock said about the three things that men want, which are...
food, sex, silence.
Yep.
She wanted
I'm working really hard at that for you, Gibbons.
I appreciate
not
that.
Not for you, but you know what I mean. I really am trying to be conscious of shut the hell up.
So while we're giving Allie the third degree about this, she picks up her breakfast, a little piece of brisket. And she goes, I'm going to shut Gibbons up. And she leans back in her seat.
Lobs it across the console.
Damn right
it is. It's in slow motion. I'm like, oh my God, this might actually land in my... Boom! It landed right in my mouth.
Nothing but throat.
If there was a team at the fair to throw food in each other's mouths,
boom.
Gibbons and I would win.
Boom.
I'm just saying. And I'm the thrower, you're the catcher.
And I would be
the pitcher, you're the catcher.
For this, I'll be the catcher, okay?
You're fine. And I'll be Mick in the corner being like, these two, you got to practice. You got to keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Get some more brisket. Throw some more brisket in his mouth.
You're Mickey from Rocky.
You're 5 foot nothing.
Slap him in the face with your meat. Give him the meat.
I learned on the show today that Riggs is the only weirdo in the world besides our boss.
Yeah.
and the few other freaks that texted into 71037, yeah, your nut jobs, that actually like two-factor authentication when it comes to getting into websites or apps. Or this is what I learned. And quite frankly, you're insane, okay? Nobody who wants another freaking step in trouble.
Since when does being concerned about my privacy make me a...
I can't even remember my freaking password. This guy wants me to add a second factor.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Two-step authentication, bro. It's called identity protection.
It's called, get a life. You have too much time if you have time to go through the second factor.
Identity protection. I didn't murder a baby. I'm just asking for two-step authentication. You guys make it sound like I killed somebody.
Yeah, but you like it. That is what made you speak.
I do.
That's what makes you sound like a psychopath, is that you like it.
I do, because it makes me feel safe.
Weird guy.
Thank you.
Love you, but
you
appreciate it.
Feel safe.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
It does, yes.
False sense of security. It's a false sense of security. It's a false sense of security.
All right, when someone steals your identity, I'm not going to feel sorry.
Somebody else sent you a code. They don't know. Nobody knows your code, though.
I'm not going to feel bad when you get your identity is stolen. I don't care.
Shut up, is what I learned.
I know. Shut up.
I turned his mic off.
I can talk loud, too. Jeez, son of a bitch.
Still not your turn to talk about what you learned today. You done over there?
No!
Oh, I turned it back.
No, I'm not done over
like
here.
Like a little brat baby, dude.
Seriously.
No. He's like, meh.
We got kids at home, you and I, Allie, and he's being 10 times worse than any children we have. Shut the hell up!
God,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.